So there's really a world of difference between Perek Tzadih Hei and Perek Tzadih Vav. Shem Shofar Hirsch says at the end of Tzadih Hei, which we were just talking about, we're told of a negative aspect of our task while in Galus, namely the errors from which we must guard ourselves during our long wandering through the exile. Our current Perek, though, 96, Tzadih Vav, has as its theme the fulfillment of the great and blissful purpose of our journeys amongst the nations. This is awakening of awe for Hashem. And this was already mentioned at the beginning of the previous parak. We say, Shir Hashem Shir Chadash, Shir Hashem Kol Haaretz. Says Rav Hirsch, it's Klal Yisrael's task to enter into the midst of the nations with a new song, to behold Hashem's greatness. And the newness of this song lies in the call, Shir Hashem Kol Haaretz, which is a summons to all of mankind to unite in beholding the greatness of one God. This union of all of mankind in praise of Hashem is a new phenomenon which is a result of the development of the ages, will one day bring about the renewal and regeneration of the world. Hirsch brings a pasuk from the end of Yeshayah, Samach Vav Chaf Beis, Hashamayim HaChadashim Ha'aretz HaChadasha, new heavens, new earth. And therefore any song that stems from contemplation of the state of the future is called Shir Chadash. So it's not that the song is new. It's a song on the Hischadshus of the Bria. It's a song that is tapping in now to this new state of the Bria, which is incredible. It means you can stand in this world right now and project forward to Yemos HaMashiach. You can create some semblance of Yemos HaMashiach right now by connecting to the message, by tapping into it, by realizing that all of Galus is essentially paving the way for the Gula. This is different to the Radak lands. Radak says this is a song which we'll sing in the future. But Rav Hirsch is saying even now, even in the depths of the Galus, we can tap into what our mission is, and only what it is where it's meant to get us to. We're Mamleches Kahana V'Goy Kadosh. We receive the Torah in order to be able to positively influence the world. The ultimate fulfillment of that will only be Yemos HaMashiach. Only then will Hashem be recognized and realized by all of humanity. But right now, we can sing about it, because we're being told that whatever we go through right now is essentially paving the way for this future Gilui of Hashem. The Ramchal talks about the Cheshbon HaYichud, how everything that happens is ultimately playing an integral part in the revelation of Hashem, even if we totally can't understand it. But at least to have the emunah that all of the challenging situations that we go through, all of the tiltulim, all of the ups and the downs, are part of a process that lead to Galus, lead to Geula. And to be able to sing about it, that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the ability to focus on the end point right now. There will be a Yom Shekula Shabbos. There will be. It's Me'ein Olam Haba. That means on Shabbos right now, as we can focus on the end point, Kom Lachtcha Asuya, we're done. Our job is done. Not just as individuals, but as a nation. We can tap in and draw strength from the energy of the future.